the new hunger figures released a few days ago show that undernourishment continues to fall. The 2013 edition of the State of Food Insecurity in the World, SOFI, will be presented to you during the CFS. So let me just point out some big numbers. The latest estimates sign that there are about 36 million less hungry people in the world in 2013 compared with last year. And we continue to progress towards achieving the Millennium Development Goal hunger target to reducing by half the proportion of unnourished population between 1990 and 2015. According to the latest estimates, the proportion of hungry people has fallen in the developing world from around 24% to 14%. We have 815 days to bring this proportion down to 12% and meet the first MDG target. A lot still needs to be done, but there are many reasons to believe we can still make it. And let's not forget that the hunger has continued to fall despite the difficult economic situation of the last years. During FAO conference, we recognize 38 countries that have already reached the MDG hunger target in 2012. Now, the number is up to 44. We need to add another 18 developing countries already have rates below 5%. That means that 62 out of 128 countries, so near half of the countries that we monitor, have reached the MDG hunger target 2 years in advance. You can choose how to look at it, whether the glass is half full or half empty. I see many challenges ahead of us, but also progress and successful experience that we can build on. 62 countries are living proof that we can reach the MDG hunger target. In common, they have political commitment and concrete action to respond to local needs. They learn from and adapt successful experience and have a holistic approach to promoting food security, hanging from productive support and social protection. FAO is fully engaged in this process, supporting nationally and regionally led process and working in partnership with development actors. I also want to highlight the continuous and growing collaboration among the Rome-based agents, FAO, IFAD, and WFP. This cooperation ranges from field operations, strategic programming, and its administrative agreements. All these help us respond to calls for action, such as the Zero Hunger Challenge launched by the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. As you all know, the Zero Hunger Challenge calls for something new, something bold, towards a decisive global commitment to end hunger, to eliminate childhood stunting, to make all food systems sustainable, to eradicate rural poverty, and to zero food waste and loss. Ladies and gentlemen, a landmark in the CFS activities was its endorsement last year of the voluntary guidelines on responsible governance of tenure. FAO is proud to have been partner in the development and approval of these guidelines. And now we are actively assisting interested countries and regions in implementing them with funding from Belgium, European Union, France, Germany, Switzerland, and IFAD. This month, we will hold the 10th regional and sub-regional workshop to disseminate the voluntary guidelines. We are also preparing different technical guidelines to assist countries in specific areas. At this CFS, we will present the guide for forest tenure and development. Our support to the voluntary guidelines is only one example of our commitment to help transform the committee's recommendation into reality, acting as its executive arm. And now, the CFS has another important related challenge to conduct the consultation on the principle of responsible agricultural investment. I encourage members and participants to engage in this political dialogue, placed this week in a spirit of openness, and I look forward to the outcome of your discussion. Finally, I would like to thank the outgoing chairperson of the high-level panel of experts, Professor Swaminathan, for his leadership in making the panel a key asset of the reformed CFS, and also to Ambassador Yaya Olaniran, who concluded his term as CFS chairperson. Under his mandate, the CFS took important steps forward, including the mentioned approval of the voluntary guidelines. To both of you, my many thanks, and I look forward to continuing a constructive relationship with your successor. I thank you all for your attention.